Alcoholic hepatitis is a term that we use to indicate inflammation that develops in the liver as a consequence of heavy consumption of alcohol. You have to be drinking the equivalent of a half a pint of spirits, a six-pack of beer, or a bottle of wine daily for probably more than 5 years for that to develop.
How and why does alcohol damage the liver to begin with?
That is still a major question. And our hypothesis really is that the alcohol consumption leads to accumulation of fat within the liver. The alcohol consumption also damages the lining of the gastrointestinal tract, allowing bacterial products to get into the circulation. And when they reach the liver, those products trigger an inflammatory cascade that causes the inflammation in the liver and eventually leads to development of scar tissue and ultimately cirrhosis.
How is alcohol hepatitis treated now?
Currently, our best treatment for alcoholic hepatitis, when it's severe, is to use corticosteroids. These are different from the steroids that people take for building muscle. In its severest form, the mortality rate associated with this condition is about 40% in the first 30 days. With those corticosteroids, we can reduce the probability that someone's going to die to about, 5 to 10%.
So it sounds as if progress has been made in terms of treatment of this affliction. So what then are you wanting to accomplish with clinical trials?
This form of treatment can raise the blood sugar, damage bones and other body functions, and increase the risk of infection. So what we'd like to be able to do is find a form of treatment that is both anti-inflammatory but associated with less side effects than the current treatment, but then also to provide ongoing care for their problems with alcohol consumption.
I was wondering, abstinence, that's the other side of this coin, and
right,
even perhaps most difficult part of it.
But surprisingly, many people, when faced with a life-threatening condition, do become aware that their heavy consumption of alcohol is not just a social problem, but it really is a medical problem. And it's at that point that they are more willing to go on to do the things they need to be completely abstinent from alcohol. The other interesting thing that I didn't mention is the fact that while we think of liver disease as being one of the problems that's associated with long-term heavy drinking, it's surprising that only about 1 in 5 or fewer heavy drinkers ever develop significant liver damage. They may develop the fat accumulation in the liver, but they really don't go on to develop the other problems that we've just been talking about. So another component of our study really is aimed at determining what those genetic risk factors are, what those other environmental risk factors are that would lead one person to have this problem, whereas the majority of people who are heavy drinkers never get serious liver damage.